93.7, the River City's new classic rock fame, David Bowie, and that's what I guess Lucille's has in the barbecue business here and around Sacramento. It has fame. And Dana, if you could, you did all the tallying. You went through all the Tuesday selections. Everybody voted online yesterday. Where are we going today? Is it Lucille's?
Yes, we are going to Lucille's.
Okay, going to Lucille's, and I'm looking at the menu right now. And I want you to tell you, this is what you have to choose from with all your sides. All their barbecue is slowly, grossly smoked with hickory wood to give their meats what they feel is the best barbecue flavor around.
I promise you, you will love it.
Says it's smoky. Smoked woods, like hickory, yes. Not a big fan, but I will try it. There's only two things I like saucy and smoky. I like ribs, and I do like a good sweet honey chicken. Like good legs, and I like good chicken. It's all sloppy
chicken
and moppy.
Chicken is delicious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So here's what you get sidewise. Roasted garlic mash, french fries, baked potato after five, potato salad, sweet potato fries, mac and cheese, creamy cheese grits, pull.
Hey.
Southern braised greens. You like grits, Dana?
Yeah.
What are creamy cheese grits? Is that grits with cheese on it?
Yes.
And they're creamy. Yeah, that sounds awful. We'll put that right there on the floor.
Yeah, that's not going to get it, a side mention.
Creamy coleslaw. I told you, any good barbecue joint worth its weight in beef, you got to have good slaw. Now, when they use the word creamy before it, makes me kind of go, woo. I don't like my coleslaw creamy. I like it crisp. I like it sweet. I like it somewhat dry, but it should be juicy. I don't
How
like
do you
it
make
creamy.
Coleslaw dry? Well, isn't that a wet food?
It is, but I don't like the cabbage gooey. I don't like it soggy. I like it to be fresh.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Crunchy.
I don't want it sitting overnight or all day, so you pull it out and everything's limp and gooey. It should be nice and crisp and cool, somewhat sweet with a little bit of sauce.
Okay.
But not over. They also have roasted peanut slaw, fresh veggies, barbecue beans, fresh corn on the cob, or, and I'm liking this, watermelon. Yeah.
The beans are awesome. Awesome.
So, have you been, Dana?
No.
Dana hasn't been. I haven't been. Joe, he's been. It's right by his house.
I've been a bunch of times at this one.
And Joe says it's pretty good.
I don't know. I have the taste buds. Everything tastes the same to me. You can go anywhere in Sac. I'll be like, oh, that was a great meal, man. Yeah, it was good pizza. I give it like a 3. Even like a 4, whatever. This is the best barbecue I've had here.
Okay.
Living here.
So, you know, Joe can't tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi.
No one can. I told you that before.
So here's what they have plate-wise. You got baby back ribs. You got St. Louis spare ribs, which is where I'm leaning.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good St. Louis spare. They got barbecue beef ribs, which a listener called yesterday and said they got a phenomenal beef rib. And here's the thing. Everybody loves baby back. But if you find a good...
What's a baby back?
Baby back's a pork
ones.
Rib.
Okay.
It's the little ones.
So
yeah.
they cut... They take them from a baby pig?
Yeah. Yeah, little...
Or do they just cut the ribs in half?
No. You haven't seen it. They go in.
Oh,
and they have
don't
these...
think people don't slaughter baby pigs. They slaughter baby cows. They'll slaughter baby pigs.
These are little tiny pigs
don't
that live
that.
In a crib.
Don't
and there's
that.
Mobiles and baby music that plays in these little tiny piglets. They're about 3 ounces. They go in there at night and they stab them and they take their little baby ribs from them.
After you're done being a jerk, do they cut the ribs in half?
What do you mean, do they cut
is
the ribs?
Is that what a baby back is?
No, it's the pig rib. It's not cut in half. That's what the rib is. It's a pork rib.
Oh, a pork rib's called a baby back rib.
Not all of them, but the baby back is... No, I don't think they cut them. I think that's the whole size of the rib.
How do they get them so small?
Well, because there's one on each side.
Pigs are pretty big.
Yeah, pigs are big, but the ribs are small.
All right. All right.
And then spare ribs, beef spare ribs, are bigger, fattier, and meatier.
Cows are big.
I love a good beef rib over a baby back. If it's done right and you trim some of the fat and it's just not all gristle, a beef rib is phenomenal.
You're going to be so, who knows with you. Most people are going to be so happy with this place. You, I don't know.
Oh, spoiler alert, 0 from Dog.
Yeah.
No, I've only given 1 0, and that went to Cordy Brothers. That sandwich was awful. You can get a smoked half chicken. Texas-style beef brisket. Everybody loves beef brisket nowadays. And this is what makes me kind of second-guess this choice. Barbecue tri-tip. Certified Angus beef tri-tip smoked all day until it melts in your mouth. It's served sliced with our savory mop sauce. They've ruined it. Sorry, Lucille. Don't know who you are, but we'll get to the bottom of this afternoon, noon to 1.
Will we?
You do not destroy tri-tip with mop sauce, and you sure as hell don't smoke it all day.
What is mop sauce?
They're house sauce. They just, you know, they'll get a ladle of it and they'll throw it over there, you know, because it's too smoky, you know, might be a little too dry. You know, it's their way of juicing it up.
Nothing is dry. I could definitely taste between dry and moist, and it's not
can
dry.
You?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you can.
I eat my meat dry.
Joe does like everything well.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, welcome. What's up?
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Dylan.
Good.
Hey, so my wife doesn't even like barbecue, like, at all, but I got a $50 gift card to Lucille's for my birthday last month, and we decided to go there. We ordered a takeout. It was pretty much ready. You know, I got there a couple minutes early. It was ready a few minutes after that. Got it back. We ate it. She was really impressed. I've been there before, and I liked the food. I liked it. You know, last time I had it was probably 10 years ago, though. But she was really, really impressed, which impressed me because she hates barbecue. And, dog, you were right. Those cheesy grits, gross. Disgusting.
I've never had them. I mean, if someone brought them out, I'd try them, but it sounds awful.
I can't imagine they're good. I mean, grits in general are awful.
Yeah, but you like, Joe, you like mac and cheese and all that, a creamy, cheesy grit. I bet you'd probably like it.
Because it's got grit in it, I don't think so. I was forced to eat grits by my family growing up. Grits are big in Indiana.
Well, why wouldn't they be?
I don't know, but they really are. Big Stan loved them, and that the smell of them, it just makes me gag. God, he'd eat them by the bucket loads.
I'm not a grit guy either. So that's where we're going today, noon to 1, Blue Oaks Town Center, 6628 Lone Tree Boulevard, Rockland, California, IA. We'll be there, noon to 1. We are going to Lucille's, so hopefully you can swing by. Even if you can't eat, come by, shake a hand. It's the first time we've been up in the Rockland, Roseville area, so if you're working or whatever, swing by and say hi. And if you know anyone over at Lucille's, tell them we're coming. And I'm curious to see what this place is about. What are you going to get, Dana?
I don't know. There's too many rib options. I'm conflicted.
Are you going to get ribs?
It has to be a rib. It has to be a rib.
Yeah, see, I'm not into the brisket because everybody has sat around and they've watched Myron Dixon or whatever his name and all these cookout shows on TV. Everybody wants brisket nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of brisket. I'm going with the St. Louis ribs. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm either... Well, okay, now that I've thought about it, as much as I want to try the beef rib, it's going to have to be a pork rib just because most places sell pork, so I want to compare it to other places.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of side are you getting? I'm getting coleslaw. I'm getting the St. Louis spare, or I'm sorry, the St. Louis style rib, and I'm getting the coleslaw.
I love coleslaw, but I also love baked beans.
Oh, and Joe, you said they got a good baked bean there.
No cornbread.
They got a great baked bean there.
Cornbread?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love cornbread.
Let's get out our washboard banjos. Jesus.
Cornbread's delicious.
I don't like it. It's like eating cake for dinner.
So good.
Oh, God.
Swing by today if you can. Lucille Smokehouse, that's where we're going to be for this Tuesday, noon to 1.
Dog and Joe.